This is Genoa.
This is Yusuf.
This is In-Flight Entertainment.
Wait a minute. Okay, how do you say this?
It's the last title.
The last titles. Yeah.
Of last in title.
Yeah, so we're continuing the movies with the word last in the titles. And Genoa teased last week that we're doing some last in space. Yeah. So which last are we doing in space today?
Today we are doing Star Wars, episode 8. The Last Jedi.
Yes, which is a little bit of a deceiving title because technically there was a Jedi after this movie, but whatever. the Jedi that we knew was the last, right? I guess if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people who don't really know anything about Star Wars, well, welcome to Earth. This is our planet, and we watch this movie called Star Wars. You should watch it. And this is the second installment in the, I guess, the later Skywalker saga of 7, 8, 9.
Right. It's like the third generation of Skywalkers that we've met in this universe. The first generation, the three movies that followed that, what came out in like the late 90s.
Yeah.
The second generation of Skywalkers came out in the late 70s, early 80s, and now we have the third generation of Skywalkers.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the 2000s. And
right. Yeah. There we go. So people, well, since we're talking about the second installment of the later Skywalker, so 7, 8, 9 trilogy. So a quick refresher of how we got to 8. So pretty much Rey, Finn, Poe, and Han Solo help destroy the Starkiller base, which is like the second or third kind of Death Star type situation. And this one opens up with Kylo Ren, and was it Hux? That was like his kind of second in command, the redhead Lieutenant Hux or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they found the rebel base and
General Hux.
General Hux, right. And so it opens up with the rebels fleeing the planet where the rebel base is because they got caught and they're trying to get away. So that's kind of like the springboard of this movie. Now in Force Awakens, the literal cliffhanger of Rey's journey is she's on a cliff with Luke Skywalker because she finally finds Luke and, you know, it ends on her handing Luke his old lightsaber and we end and Force Awakens ends there. So,
yeah, in the Force Awakens, the underlying like theme or element of the movie that was sort of driving some of the characters was searching for Skywalker, for Luke Skywalker. And so that's why the cliffhanger of that movie was Rey on a cliff. She had finally found Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have the rebels being chased. She's a general, right? Leia. She's considered a general. And General Leia, Poe, Finn, and remaining rebels are trying to get away from Kylo and the First Order. Yeah, who's hot on their tail. But they find out that they have this tracking device, so they can track the rebel ships in hyperspace. So the rebels can't get away from them. So they're trying to figure out, like, how the hell do we get away from these people? So enter Rose. And Rose is one of the rebels that's on the ship. And she tells Finn, or the other way around, they figure out, like, how to, you know, stop it's like, the traffic.
It's, like a, it's a nice play. It's a scene where it's a nice play on the two characters, Rose and Finn, where they're sort of finishing each other's ideas, even though it's the first time they've met. Mm-hmm. So that you see that these two characters who have never known each other, never met, are on the same bandwidth. And when they start to understand the problem, can help each other solve the problem simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And so they figure out that it's only one ship in the First Order that probably has the technology or the program that's tracking the rebels. And if they take out that program, put a virus in the program, they will stop the First Order from tracking them and can ultimately escape. Right. The downside, like, that's the solution. Mm-hmm. But in order to get to the solution, you have to find a hacker to do it, because Finn knows the ship, so he can get them to the database to download the virus. They just need someone that can build the virus for them. Mm-hmm. And so that takes them off on their own little adventure, where they end up meeting
the DJ.
What's his name? DJ, played mm-hmm. by Benicio del Toro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The early Star Wars, do you think that if this is the same situation in, like, the first, like, Star Wars trilogy, you think only thing they needed was R2-D2 to just kind of go and, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, because R2 was the one, right? Like, yeah, he would just put his little rod thing into the thing and it spins.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, for all the people out there that love this movie, I'm sure you've heard what I'm about to say before, but The Last Jedi is a very similar story to the second, came after New Hope.
Empire Strikes.
It's very similar. So in order for it to be slightly different, they had to have characters go off and have their own adventures, which is what Rose and Finn get to do. Also, it feels like they like, for the final movie in this installment, that they were sort of setting it up for Rose and Finn and Poe to have their own stories and have a bigger story. Right. And at some point that was pulled back, and then it was only focused on Kylo and Rey, which is disappointing. But, like, Finn, Poe, and Rose could have had a really beautiful story arc that they started to set up in this movie and mm-hmm. walked away from it.
Yeah, pretty much. And to your point, now a little bit of production, like, backstory. Colin Trevorrow, who directed, I think, Jurassic World, which was originally tapped to direct Rise of Skywalker, the next one after Last Jedi. So you guys can kind of check online on YouTube or something like that. But the treatment of his version was leaked. And to your point, it was a lot. It was more coherent to, like, how Last Jedi ended. So he pretty much he picked up all the elements that was left off from Last Jedi. Like you were saying, it was an adventure. It was like a sad mission with Poe, Rose, and Finn, but it was on, like, a Star Destroyer or something like that. It was like they had their things and they had to do something in there to set out a signal. It was really cool, like, the treatment that he wrote. I was like, okay, like, I kind of wish they'd done Trevorrow's script.
Right, but the whole Star Wars franchise is super secretive. So anytime something gets leaked, they have to throw it out with a bath water and come up with something new.
No. Actually, that was released after last.
Oh, really?
That was released after Rise of Skywalker, because I think a couple of months after Rise of Skywalker came out, Trevorrow was like, here's the treatment for what I would have done. And it wasn't leaked. It was just like Kathleen Kennedy was like, hey, Abrams, can you just come and, you know, just do a lot of fan service for this last one and just kind of just throw some stuff together and retcon some stuff and all that stuff so people can be happy. Me personally, I liked Last Jedi. I liked it because it tried to do something different. Like you were saying, it was Empire, yes, but it was doing some unexpected things that I kind of give it props for. People kind of sensed that Rey and Kylo was going to kind of join forces, but I didn't know like they were going to split back off and be enemies again. Like, I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't expect that. Like, I knew they probably would have come together and be like, oh yeah, he's good. But he was like, no, like, come with me. Like, I still want to be back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then you have Mr. Luke just chilling on his island.
Right. Yeah. So there's like three different stories happening. There's the the First Order is attacking the base where the rebels are, and they're trying to escape. There's the Finn and Rose going off to find the hacker so that they can stop the ship that's tracking the rebels. Mm-hmm. And then there is Rey learning how to be a Jedi with Luke, mm-hmm, on his hermit island. And so that is very similar to Luke Skywalker going off to be trained by Yoda. Yep. And there's even like little Yoda homage. Mm-hmm. He shows up because all the history of the Jedi's is burned down and blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. Not important. But the entire time that Rey is like training with Skywalker, she keeps getting visions or psychic connections with Kylo Ren. So that's where it starts to build up the relationship between the two of them, is that they are connected psychically because somehow they have the same level of the Force in them. Mm. That allows them to connect on a deeper level than other Jedi.
Right. Yeah. And another thing about this movie, this particular installment that I thought was really cool that got some backlash, I don't know why, is, yeah, I want to see the Force evolve. Like, I want the Force to display levels, you know, that wasn't shown in other. Like, yes, I do buy Leia having that ability because she's a Skywalker and
she's Luke Skywalker's twin. Of course they have some sort of equal level of Force in them. I mean, it just would it not? I guess technically it could, but no. Leia needs some Force in her.
Yeah, so of course she can Force pull herself back into a ship. Of course she would. She's a Skywalker. And then some say, and I think some of the comic book series is like, Leia is rumored to be like more Force in tune than Luke. So of course, like, she could do stuff like that, you know. And I'm glad they showed it. Like, of course Leia could do that. She's a, you know, she's a badass. She's a Skywalker. She has like the Force. People's like, oh, Force powers don't do that. I'm like, how did you know that?
Also, like, Kylo Ren wouldn't have the Force in him if she didn't have the Force in her on some level. So
right, duh. I don't know. It's like, yeah. And plus also, you know, the Force projection thing. Yeah, that's what I really liked about this movie. It shows more of an evolved, like, how evolved powers within the Force, how far it can go, like how powerful you can be, what it can do, instead of just, and I love like the play on this movie when Rey is like, oh, the Force is about like moving rocks, right? You know, that's what we thought. Like, oh, we got, oh, it's all about just pushing people and pulling lightsabers to your hand. And I mean, you would think this all is just that, but I just like how Last Jedi really delve into like how the Force can be tapped to be even more powerful than we thought, you know. So yeah.
Well, it feels like when each generation they're elevating the Force a little bit more. So yes, it makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I love it. Just so many messages in here, like that I took away. Like, okay, it's really expanding the mythology of, you know, the Star Wars universe. Just like, you know, when Yoda comes down and, you know, strike down the trees, the Jedi tree or whatever tree. And Luke was like, oh, the Jedi test was in there. What are you doing? And, you know, Yoda was like, read the books, have we? And Luke's like, and Yoda's like, page turners, they're not. It's like get out of the demagoguery of the Force and embrace the spiritual element of it. It's like, I think that can go a long way with, you know, how you, it's like, yeah, it's all about the books. Yeah, you can flip pages, but then you have to, I think he said in Empire, he told Luke, you have to unlearn what you have learned. And that's just a lesson that Luke still haven't like grasped. And that's what I really loved about Last Jedi. I really like circle back to that. It's like, yeah, your head's in a book, but you're not really trying to learn it.
I mean, you can read the book and know, like, this is the listening versus hearing
thing. Oh, white men can't. I was about to beat you to it.
Read a book and memorize all of it in there. That doesn't mean you actually understand what is in there.
Right. Yeah. It's like you listening to Jimmy, but you're not hearing Jimmy.
Uh-huh. You're reading the Jedi books, but you're not hearing the Jedi books.
exactly, which is to my point. Yeah, and I think what I really liked about this particular installment, it was really trying to say things, you know, instead of just like pew pew pew, you know. It was a lot of stuff you could take away, like, oh, okay, I get what they were trying to say with, you know, certain things within the movie. So, like, it was cool.
So I liked about 20% of this movie. big surprise. My rating's going to be keep my shoes on or put my shoes on.
Put your shoes on, right. Gotcha.
That's because, I totally get what you're saying about them like elevating the Force and what it means and giving it more of a, like, it keeps growing and becoming stronger. But like all the scenes between Kylo Ren and Rey when they were connecting on a psychic level just were so like
cheesy.
They tried to push like this sexual tension in there, and not necessarily like if it was two guys, that wouldn't be the type of dialogue that they would have.
Okay.
Whereas like there's one scene where he doesn't have his shirt on, and she's like, "Can you please put your shirt on?" No, if like they needed to write it like it was two men versus a female and a male character, and so all of those scenes between the two of them really pissed me off. And then like the whole thing with like Poe's entire storyline, where like in the first movie that Poe's in, he's like this hero, sort of, very much in the same lines of, Harrison Ford's character. And then all of a sudden in this movie, they switch him to more of a, like, a bit of an asshole. Mm. I didn't like how they wrote his character in this movie. A lot of his scenes, he just felt too...
Unhinged, right?
Yes. Whereas you didn't get... In the first one, you got his confidence and that he could get shit done. And in this one, he was very much unhinged and not out for the better good, just out of being super selfish. And that felt against his character type. And so that made me angry. I really liked the Rose and Finn storyline. I wish that they could have dived more into that. And even at the end of the movie where they go back to some of the kids being super excited about the Rebels, mm-hmm. That opens the line for a whole nother story arc, which was really cool. I did appreciate the end where the Rebels go to the... to a planet and they have to escape again. Mm. That entire scene was amazing. Mm-hmm. Again, the Rose Finn connection, they could have really gone from there and done something cool. It had so many nice elements and they just went off in too many directions. They needed to tighten it up.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I mean, by no way, shape, or form is this like the perfect installment. But I would say out of the three, I respect this one the most. Because a lot of people give flack with Force Awakens. Like, oh, it's just a rehash and a New Hope. Like, beat by beat. They have to take down a big planet. Oh, Death Star. Great. Same thing as New Hope.
But the thing is that we finally got a female character that was powerful versus, in the New Hope, the first time we meet Leia, she is a bit powerful. And then all of a sudden, she's
kidnapped
and all has to be rescued, which is kind of annoying. If they would have kept Leia's character, the powerful person that she was at the very beginning of New Hope, when she first meets Vader and she first meets Luke Skywalker, and she's like, you're a little short for a stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. That character, they introduced a really nice female character, and then they made her a damsel in distress the rest of the time. When Rey's character was first introduced, we have this problem-solving, kick-ass female character that really allowed all the women out there that wanted a Star Wars character to connect with that they could, or kids. So I think I liked that one more than this one. And I think you and I have had this conversation. And this goes back to our last unicorn conversation, is that all this, like A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, all of those movies came out when we were kids. And so we have all these heart for them. But I truly believe if you were to go back and watch these for the first time as an adult, you would think that they're very two-dimensional and the characters just weren't all that exciting. Mm-hmm. Like The Last Jedi, it's a fun movie. They could have cut a shit ton out of it. I saw this at a midnight showing, so when I was walking out there at 3 a.m, I was kind of like, they definitely could have cut shit out, but I had fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, also the problem, what were the two other Star Wars movies that have recently come out that aren't in this?
Rogue One and Solo.
Yeah, Rogue One and Solo are good, fun movies.
Yeah.
And so they kind of distracted and they were tight. They kind of distract from how tight this could have been.
Right. See, but the thing is, Rogue One and Solo had the freedom to not tie in a Skywalker arc. They could just go into their own story. You know, I think that's probably why it felt more looser, more fun, more, you know, like you said, more tighter, far as, you know, the pacing and the sequences with Solo and Rogue One. Like this one, with the Skywalker, it's like, okay, you have to satisfy certain cravings for certain things within the Skywalker saga, you know?
So if I'm a storyteller, I'm not trying to make all of my critics, all of my audience happy. I'm telling the story that I know is right for the characters. And I think at some point they forgot to do that in these movies.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. And I think that's why if Rise of Skywalker didn't turn out how it turned out, I would probably not like Last Jedi as much as I do now because of how they did not pick up on some of the things that was placed neatly in the end of this movie that they could have just hit out the park. I respect more of like what they were setting up that could have been amazing. Like you said,
everything that they were setting up could have been amazing for the last movie in the series.
Yeah, like you were saying, like the broom boy at the end, like, you know, just like that hope of like, you know, rebellion around the galaxy. It's like, yes, people are with the rebellion, like that whole message. It was that. Oh, and also, Last Jedi have the best, and I will die on this hill. I'm willing to argue with anyone on this. The best scene, the best visual scene in all the Star Wars movies was in Last Jedi. And the scene was when Hodo, the Laura Dern character, right? She turned that ship around. Going to light speed against Star Destroyers. That is the best visual scene shot in all of Star Wars. The sound drops, you hear silence. You just visually see that ship just ripping through Star Destroyers. It almost looked like an anime shot. just off of that, what Rian Johnson, the director, was doing, which is really just throwing some just interesting, different visual shit at you. And I'm like, I would have never thought I would see a shot like this in a Star Wars movie. And he gave that to me. I'm like,
I mean, that is true. Yes.
And it, like you're saying, even the salt scene, the salt planet at the end, I mean, that looked pretty cool. Before, you know, Luke, you know, was fighting Kylo or Force Ghost or ghost fighting kind of at the end. So yeah, I mean, I give it a sit down, you know, because I watched it again. I'm like, yeah, it's just damn, it's just a lot more stuff I respect and like more in this movie than, you know, I don't know. Yeah, but anyway.
I mean, speaking to the Laura Dern character, apparently every time she shot her blaster, she said pew.
Yeah, that was awesome. When I read that, like, yes, of course, it's Laura Dern. Like, yeah. Who don't love Laura Dern?
Yeah, that's like in the movies with Ewan McGregor. Apparently, when he was filming all of his lightsaber fighting scenes, that he would make the sounds.
You got a whoosh whoosh. Yeah.
They had to edit all of that out.
It's like, how can you not? It's almost, it's instinctive. You have to go pew pew whoosh whoosh whoosh. Okay, we're already giving it right. All right, so you get a put on shoes, conflict, go outside. I give it a sit down. Just based off of in the whole context of the trilogy, to me, this is the more interesting of the three because it tried to do something different. And also, I love the fact that Rey came from no one. That could have been an awesome entry into like a person that can course correct the Force because she's not part of a bloodline. I thought that's where they were going to go with it in the third one.
Yeah, I guess. They could have gone that with that. I guess because of the last film, of all the places they could have taken this film, now when I go back and watch it, The Last Jedi, I'm so disappointed that there are all these things in there that I didn't get resolution on, but now put my shoes on because I have anger towards you. Getting my hopes up.
Yeah, and granddaughter Palpatine is what we got, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, she should have just stayed nobody. Yeah, you know, like if they're gonna make her a Palpatine, I'm like, oh god, no, stop. Why? Anyway, so Last Jedi, it's worth the watch. If you haven't watched, just watch it. It's fine, whatever.
All of them are on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to put on in the background while you're like doing laundry.
But pay attention to the Hodo maneuver.
Yeah,
definitely watch that scene because it's amazing. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so we already know the was it 4-5-6? Okay, 4-5-6 is six. 4-5-6 is like the Michael Jordan of the trilogy. Like, all right, we're not touching that. That's the greatest of all time. Whatever. Okay, between the prequel trilogy and the Disney new one, which one would you like go back to?
I mean, I would obviously watch 7, 8, 9 over 1, 2, 3 any day of the week.
Right on.
It's just, and also, what's his name that plays Anakin? The little kid Anakin. I hate sand. Just that, and then the romance between Anakin and Palpatine. No,
Padme.
Padme. Yeah. Just that. Everything in 1, 2, 3 just is so gross.
Good Lord. All right, there you go. Okay, just for the sake of like it, like a coherent, like just a pure coherent element, I gotta go with the prequels because just off the sheer of like. When something ends in one movie, is going to pick up in the next one. And then what ends at the next one is going to pick up on the next one. It's just like...
I mean, the first three, the 1, 2, 3 did a nice job of doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. All that stuff in the middle, yes. But if we talk about kind of an arc with like the three movies, I go prequels all day. I mean, because it just seems like the Disney... trilogy was a pissing match between two directors, and we suffered by far as a story.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it is what it is.
And also, there's elements of 7, 8, 9 that was definitely like a Disney grab for money, with different creatures that they were creating just to sell the dolls and bullshit.
So you tell me you don't have a poor plush doll? Or chew toy for Heidi?
No, I was going to say I don't have any dolls in the house, but I guess some of Heidi's chew toys would qualify as dolls.
Or scratch mat for Shadow. I don't know. What cats play with? I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Right now, Shadow's just watching the pigeons that set up a nest outside of one of my windows.
Oh, so you got a Sylvester and Tweety situation going on.
Yeah.
Oh, they should do like a hidden camera just to see like if Shadow go all like Sylvester and try to, you know, get up
there. I mean, I would create a ramp for her to go up there and get rid of the birds. Sorry, bird people. If you worked in lung disease for 3 years, you would know that how bad birds are.
Okay, well, give us a PSA. We need to enlighten our in-flight entertainment crowd.
Just so many lung diseases that can be initiated from bird shit. Let's just go there.
Okay.
Right on. Breathe that shit in, clogs up your, kills your lung tissue, basically.
Wow, but it's just so, but it's so like little teeny droplets.
Yeah, all that shit adds up.
Plus, it stains your car all to all get out when you let it sit too long in the paint.
Yeah, same thing with house paint. Yep. Anyway.
All right. So there you have it, guys. Last Jedi. That's the episode for one of our last
episodes. Last movies that take place in space.
Yes. All right. And we will see you Thursday when we do our second last in space. Until next time, we should all say physical distancing and
wear a mask.
Yes. Peace.